Welcome to Soccer Works with Daniel Workman, where we take a brief look at how soccer works in the U.S. and around the world.
3, 2, 1.
On episode 36 and part 6 of Project Year Zero, we look at the Common League operational standards. In order to create a national network of leagues, there must be a common set of standards that connect and solidify the relationship of leagues to ensure the mobility and viability of clubs. Some of these basic standards include 1. A league schedule of no less than 30 fixtures and no more than 46. 2. Leagues may use the season-long single table for promotion and relegation, or use a combination of a single table and promotion-relegation playoff format. 3. Leagues must be owned or controlled 100% by its participating clubs. No third-party ownership of leagues is allowed. 4. Leagues must play a fall to spring league schedule. 5. League dues for clubs will be the same for every club on the same level of the pyramid. And last, club stadium and club financial stability requirements will be the same for every club on the same level of the pyramid. There are a few reasons for the NSL to institute these standards. First, consistency throughout the connected system of leagues. Second, the same transfer process for club shares and membership when promoting or relegating between leagues. And last, to establish uniformity and create a healthy club culture for club viability and club mobility. NSL leagues should be viewed as containers of clubs connected together through promotion and relegation. The NSL league system places the focus where it should be, on the clubs. Thanks for listening. Thanks for sharing the podcast. Until next time.